don't we go to the phones for your calls for Dr. Debbie and Joey Villani? Toll free 1-866-405-8405 right now. Hi, Kim. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Very good. Where are you?
I'm in Alexandria, Virginia, so I'm in the Washington, D.C. area.
Okay, and what's up with you today?
Oh, well, I adopted this beautiful male Maine Coon from a family about a year ago. They had to give him up because they had a baby who he was trying to assert his dominance in the household, and he was starting to attack the baby. So clearly the infant had to come first, and so they had to give him up, and I adopted him. And he's a healthy, happy, well-adjusted cat in every way except he chews everything like a puppy, and he's destroyed hundreds of dollars of worth of stuff. It's furniture, clothing, cables, plastic, metal. I mean, it's and then
metal?
I tried everything.
He chews metal?
Yes, metal. Metal hangers from a dry cleaner.
Wow.
I mean, it's like he's, I don't know what's going on with him. I'm this close to calling a pet psychic or something because I cannot figure it out. The bitter chew spray didn't work. Tin foil didn't work. Pepper paste from Indian curry, the hot pepper paste, that didn't work.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about a cat here. I just want to make sure. Okay.
He's a Maine Coon, and I asked his vet, and the vet said, well, the breed, you know, they tend to be kind of mouthy. And I said, well, that doesn't really help me.
Because you walk in with your clothes all chewed up.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. He's destroyed all kinds of stuff. And I don't know what to do about it because I'm worried about him getting hurt. I left a wood coat hanger, one of the thick, nicer kind, and he chewed up one whole end of it and had little splinters in his mouth.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to ask you if he's been eating any of these things, if he actually chews to for the purpose of ingesting it?
Nope. It's like somebody chewing gum. He's just chewing on it, teething.
Yeah, and I would say that when your vet said that, you know, some cats have a higher, like, an oral need to chew, that is true. And with what you've got going on, there's really a couple things that I would suggest to try to manage through this. And the biggest thing is I forgot to ask you, Kim, does your kitty stay inside or out to go outside?
He's 100% indoor, and I work very long hours, but... Mm-hmm. I mean, he sleeps most of the day, and again, he's, you know, personality-wise and temperament, he's very well adjusted. He's also really spoiled. I don't know if I'm enabling bad behaviors, probably.
Yeah, but for an indoor kitty, and especially if you are working long hours, then some of this type of behavior for cats to chew, we're not, you know, you don't hear about this a lot, but some cats do this just like dogs do, kind of as a soothing, kind of a, you know, gives them some kind of sense of calm. So, you know, there may be that kind of oral need to chew on things, and it may just be he's bored. So part of my prescription for you is going to be we're going to need to really set up some established activity and play sessions for him. And for a cat that were fighting something like this, I would prescribe at least 3 to 4 play sessions a day where we are doing something active, you know, cat dancer toys, kind of things where we make him jump and run around or, you know, chase you around the house, things like that, because we have to get his level of activity up. You know, a tired pet is one that's less likely to have some behavioral problems. And it's kind of hard to make a cat run on a treadmill, but that's the basic thing. Got to get him something else to do and something else to focus on during his day.
Okay.
Some ways that we can do that when you're not around and try to help kind of feed that need to chew is to give him things that make him work for a treat. So rather than just kind of put food out for him, I would, you know, kind of make it a little bit more challenging for him. They do have certain like Kong toys, certain kind of rubberized toys where there's food inside. And you can hide treats and hide food in there. We want to make it kind of almost like a little Rubik's Cube kind of puzzle where we have to kind of stimulate his mind and his activity in order to get some food items. And then there are some places we can redirect this, like the kitty grass that you can grow. I would say, you know, I would line your sills with it and grow it for this boy, because, you know, if he likes to chew on things, that's something we can direct him to. And then some of the safer things like paper bags, you know, those would be a good alternative, not as likely to be damaging, but where you can provide that for him to hide in, play in. And if he chews on a paper bag, no big deal.
Okay. Part of the problem is he is unusually intelligent. I've grown up with lots of pets, cats, dogs, bunnies, you know, turtles, you name it. And I've never had a pet in my whole life that is as highly intelligent as Cosmo. And that's part of the problem, is he's constantly outsmarting me. I think I've managed to set up a process where I've got the advantage and he's not going to destroy anything. And he's so bright. He figures out a way to get what he wants. He's very resourceful. And I think maybe that's part of his boredom, is because he is unusually bright for any pet that I've ever had. So I keep the TV on and I try to stimulate his brain as much as I can. But I think, I don't know. The chewing is killing me.
And I think that definitely sounds, if that's his personality, you know, it is. It's kind of like having a kid in a class below their ability and their level. You know, there's just nothing to do, so they may get bored and kind of start up trouble in class. He is so smart that we might have to make really fun games for him as ways to find food and treats in the house. So that might be something to really kind of think about, what might work in your home situation, where you can kind of give him some little surprises. And you got to mix it up, because cats will figure it out. And you got to keep it fresh all the time.
This is a lot of work. Oh my god!
That's what everybody always says with these.
But isn't it worth it?
They are worth it.
Well, that's all we have time for today. Remember, if you need your fix, and we all need our fix, sometime during the week, you can head on over to animalradio.pet. Or you could download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. Okay, so there you go. Have yourself a great week. We'll catch you next week for more Animal Radio right here.
Bye-bye.
See you next week.
This is Animal Radio Network.